This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Well, welcome. You're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Bruce McGowan, longtime sports radio personality, and Vern Glenn of CBS affiliate KPIX-TV in San Francisco.
We are at full strength today.
That's right. Yeah. Now, remember, every time you know what? I used to have a towel because when you would pound on that thing, the whole thing would shake.
I'm interjecting the energy that this show has.
That's right. It's Monday. Right. It's Monday. Get ready for some fun.
That's right. We are recording this on Monday to air on Saturday. So who knows what's going to happen between now and then.
A lot of things.
Anything could happen.
Anything goes.
Okay. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a sports trivia question. And, of course, since we're in football season, we're going to talk football. We're going to have a football trivia question.
All right.
So a couple of quick things here. The Steelers blew a 14-point lead for the first time ever.
Wow.
I mean, that's
first time ever.
In franchise history.
Yeah, and they've been around since 1933.
Wow,
isn't that amazing?
They haven't blown a 14-point
lead
ever,
and it's not even like 14 points in the fourth quarter. It's 14 points ever.
And that was a bad organization up until the 1970s.
Yeah. That's almost as many points as Philip Rivers has kids. Did you guys see that?
How many kids
he's got eight kids.
Really?
And the wife is pregnant with a knife.
Oh my gosh.
Not like other football players who have like 11 kids.
I wonder if he's going to name them all Philip, like George Foreman named all his remember George Foreman named all his kids George?
That poor woman. Oh my God. Yeah.
Well, she knew she was getting into.
What?
She married him.
Is he a Mormon?
It's a third of their marriage on her back.
Is he a Mormon?
What?
Is he a Mormon?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because that happens a lot in
must be
in
Catholic.
The Mormon community, yeah.
That's for sure.
Or Catholic, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. This segment of Sports Econ 101 is sponsored by Pacific Private Money, providing mortgage investments that are currently yielding over 7.5%, secured by mostly California real estate. We have a very secure state here. It doesn't get any more conservative than that. Check them out at pacificprivatemoney.com, and don't touch that dial. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be right back.
We're here with Mark Humpf and Edward Brown of PacificPrivateMoney.com and the best of investing, heard Saturdays at noon. Mark, for our newer listeners, tell us exactly what is Pacific Private Money.
So Pacific Private Money is an alternative real estate finance provider. We specialize in making short-term bridge loans to real estate investors and consumers. We're called alternative lenders because we are alternative to banks and conventional lenders.
It's just like we are a bank. We're making first mortgages to people who just don't have enough time to get conventional financing.
Where are you based?
We're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area, and we only lend in California. So unlike most of these newer crowdfunding and other online lending platforms, we are regionally focused, meaning we truly understand the markets that we're lending in.
And Mark, in terms of the funding, where is that capital coming from?
All of our loans are funded through private capital. Our investors are mostly Bay Area individuals and families who have chosen what Edward and I call mortgage investing as a way to diversify their investment portfolios and generate above average yields.
Imagine it's like a mutual fund, but instead of owning stocks and bonds, we have real estate mortgages in the fund.
The one question that every investor asked is, what about the track record?
So at Pacific Private Money, we have a 9-year track record with zero losses to our investors. And that's across over 1,200 loans totaling more than $400 million. Our strategy? It's a way to generate returns currently averaging over 7.5%, all secured by California real estate.
And Craig, one of the reasons that our track record is so good is because of the fact that our loan to value is very low. In fact, in our fund right now, it's averaging 54%. So nobody wants to default on a loan where it's 54% loan to value.
Call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or visit their website, pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Hi, Sports Econ 101 listeners. I'm Edward Brown. You know me as the host of the show, but you may not know that I work with individuals getting them the least expensive term life insurance policies around. Don't be fooled by the ads you hear on TV and radio. It's always best to work with someone who's completely independent. That's where I come in. If you email me at edward@sportsecon101.com, your name, your age, and how much insurance you want, I'll run the numbers through my software program and let you know the least expensive policy around from among many of the top insurance companies. Again, I'm totally independent, so email edward@sportsecon101.com for your free life insurance quote today. Why pay more for life insurance than you need to? I can get you a guaranteed policy where the low premiums are fixed anywhere from 10 to 35 years. So email edward@sportsecon101.com right now for your free life insurance quote. That's edward@sportsecon101.com. Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Vern Glenn and Bruce McGowan.
Just one more time?
Well, I usually say that in the fourth segment.
A lot more times.
How about yet again?
Yet again. Yeah. See, I'm going to have to have you guys just
back
introduce
again.
The show.
Back again.
In fact, do you remember a few years ago, I came down with laryngitis.
I remember that.
And suddenly, and Vern is like, he had to take over and
jump right in.
Jump right in there. Yeah.
It's like you've done this before. Okay, so let's go back to the Steelers thing for just a minute. You know, it's funny. I think I told you guys this story. It's just kind of a fun story again. So my father-in-law, who's since passed, played for a very short time with the Pittsburgh Steelers back in the 40s.
Wow.
Before they had the face masks.
And they were called the Steagles, and they actually, for a couple of years, they merged with the Eagles.
Yeah, yeah, and I don't remember if he played dirt, because that was only for a couple of years, yeah. I think, right? But he told the story, and he wasn't necessarily one of those guys to embellish things.
Mm. Right.
But for whatever reason, it's still a fun story. So, you know, I asked him, what position you play? He says, oh, halfback. And I said, you know, how long did you play? He goes, very, very short. He goes, I decided to quit. Mm. I said, well, why? And I think that what happened was it was like maybe back then they had kind of like a farm system, you know, like baseball. So he didn't quite make it to, you know, like what we would consider
minor
TV.
League.
Minor league,
minor
yeah.
League, yeah. It wasn't quite a farm system, but there was
something along those lines.
Something
yeah.
along those lines.
So
yeah.
he said one time it was like the Saturday night before it had just been torrential rain. Ugh. And he says, and you know, if you look back at old films of football, it was a little bit more like rugby, where like tackle the guy with the ball, right? Yeah. And just keep tackling until someone comes up the ball. And so what had happened was, again, without the face masks, he said one guy, and again, I can't corroborate this, but again, it's kind of a neat story. Apparently, some other guy, you know how he died on the field? Mm-hmm. You know how he died? Mm. He drowned.
Drowned in the mud?
Yeah, because what happened was a torrential rain. There was all this rain, mud, and all this stuff. And guys kept piling on top of him, trying to get the ball. And there was just so much water.
He probably was knocked out and held
something,
down.
Something, yeah.
Wow.
And he goes, after that, he goes, I decided to quit.
I remember back in 1971, a player by the name of Chuck Hughes, a wide receiver for Detroit, suffered a heart attack and died on the field at Tiger Stadium.
Wow.
Yeah, that was the only other time I can remember a player dying during a game.
And wasn't there not too long ago either an official or one of the coaches had some heart issues?
Yeah,
and then
that
they
happens,
had to kind of take them off.
Know, yeah. I'm surprised it hasn't happened.
I know.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
Or as do you remember Seinfeld, where George asks one of the ball players, I think it was Keith Hernandez, he says, you know, he goes, how come we never hear about like a plane crash with a whole team? Now, it did happen with...
actually happened in...
Marshall University.
Yeah.
University, yeah.
But like and also Wichita though. State the year before that. And I remember I was not... That was in Colorado at Loveland Pass.
But you don't hear about it in professional
well,
sports.
And you know, again, they usually hire their own pilot. They have their own, you know, really nice jets. I mean, I travel with the Raiders a little bit, and believe me, first class. NFL doesn't... they don't stay in the poshest hotels because they have such a big traveling party, but they... They get the same crew and the same plane, and it's pretty, you know, air travel these days now, especially, is much safer than it was.
Little known fact about the Pittsburgh Steelers. Okay. Part of the ownership group of the Steelers is the Mara family. Right. Do you ever hear about Weller
right?
Mara? Anyway.
Oh, I didn't know that. The family that owned the Giants.
The granddaughters are actresses Kate and Rooney Mara. Kate,
is that right?
Yeah. So,
wow.
And they have it in their contracts that... If the Steelers are in the Super Bowl or the Giants are in the Super Bowl, if they are in production with whatever project they're on, they get a break from the production so they can attend those games.
Is that right? Wow.
Yeah.
That's Rooney
pretty,
Mara,
that's
always,
cool.
I always think of her. At,
that was the girl with the dragon
the
tattoo.
Girl, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then Kate Mara, she's been in several things. House
the
Card,
the original one was terrific. The Swedish one was terrific. And the remake was terrific. They were both very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, I did not know that. That's a good.
See America, see what you learn. Little tidbits of information.
Yeah, that's great. I like that.
So I was just on the internet earlier today and reading that Ezekiel Elliott got fined $13,000 for putting money and Dak Prescott into the Salvation Army kettle on Thanksgiving for unsportsmanlike conduct.
Now that's the gift that keeps on giving.
I mean, I'm thinking, come on.
They're trying to contribute, and then they're contributing a little bit more.
A little bit too much.
Yeah, but it was, I mean, come on, especially around the holidays. I mean, you look at the video, and it's funny.
It's cute.
Yeah,
he
picks them
video.
Up, and he puts them in the kettle.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
it's
he got fined for that?
Fined $13,000.
By the No Fun League.
That's
the no
it, fun, exactly.
They still are the No Fun League, aren't they, Vern?
They do let players celebrate after touchdowns to a degree.
And I
have been entertained by some of that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's
you know, the guys with the bowling pins, they all fall down.
Yes.
Just, you know, like shooting craps or something like that.
Leading
fun.
Orchestras.
Yeah.
Doing the electric slide.
I mean, because they're not taunting the other team.
No.
They're just celebrating, you know. Come
bringing
on.
Joy to
they're
the world.
They're the excitement of the moment of scoring a touchdown. Yeah. Why not?
I mean, does it delay the game that much?
No.
Come on. Not at all.
No. They take a TV timeout anyway.
There you go.
Speaking of guys who like to celebrate, how about Richard Sherman the other day up in Seattle getting burned a couple of times? And luckily, the fans were pretty nice to him. They didn't boo him. But
you know, for most of that game, he was not challenged. We were just like, God, when are they going to throw his way?
Yeah.
You know, because you know he and Russell Wilson, they're not pen pals.
No. Apparently, they made up, though, before the game. They were seen, you know, exchanging bro hugs and talking, you know.
Yeah, but you were mentioning about celebrating.
I think there were several exchanges of jerseys after the game, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Sherman must have brought out a bag of jerseys here, you know.
Sherman is an interesting guy. I got to know him slightly when he was at Stanford. And, you know, he reminds me a lot of Draymond Green. Very much shoot from the hip.
Yeah.
Very honest. Sometimes a little too honest. But, you know, what you see is what you get with
and
him.
Extremely intelligent.
Extremely intelligent.
And I'm going through the process right now. I got a family. I got one of my sons that's going to be applying to Stanford.
Really?
And even today, years after Sherman has been gone, he has spoken in hushed tones on his essay that he wrote for his college application.
Really?
Coming from Compton and overcoming that to kind of essentially make it.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you were mentioning about him celebrating.
Well, no, I'm just saying that, you know, Seattle is known for their celebrations, and it would have been nice for him to go up there and snap a long streak of futility against his old team. It didn't happen. Not only did it happen, I mean, the 49ers right now are so beat up, there's no chance for that happening. But speaking of teams that are beat up, what is going on with the Green Bay Packers this year?
Wow.
Mike McCarthy is out.
Yeah. And
that was kind of a shocker, wasn't it? Right after the game, I mean, he spoke, he did his press conference, and then they called him up to the office and said goodbye. I saw some of the highlights.
They lost to the Cardinals.
They did, but in fact,
it's funny. I was talking to Jordy Nelson in the locker room because I had the Raider game last week, and Jordy was he wasn't surprised that he was let go, he just expected it to happen at the end of the season. He was very shocked that they did it, boom, right after the Cardinals game.
Yeah. I guess the patience now is at an all-time low, you know. And Kareem Hunt also getting cut loose right in the middle of the season. Now, I understand.
Well, I understand why. I mean,
I understand why, yeah.
Yeah, and for those out there that don't know what we're talking about, Kareem Hunt, he's the outstanding star running back. Yeah. He's only his second year in the league.
From the Chiefs, yeah.
Yeah, who was caught on video.
Like Ray Rice.
Shoving and kicking a woman.
Yeah. But no, the Ray Rice one was a lot worse,
Nashville, at a Nashville hotel back in February. And this all goes according to Kareem Hunt and his fellas. They were having a little fun in Nashville, and these girls were up in the room, and they were trying to kick them out of the room because they were underage. They were 19 years old.
Oh, gotcha. Boy.
And the girls wouldn't leave for whatever reason. And so in trying to force them to leave, he threw one up against the wall in the hallway, and that's caught on the video.
On the security camera.
And F-bombs and insults were hurled to the point where he reacted.
So as a lesson for all you guys out there, just call security, unfortunately.
But here's the PS, though. The league and the Chiefs, they knew about it.
Yeah, I was going to say nine months
ago. No arrest was made. No charges.
Ten months ago?
So it wasn't until this video all of a sudden has just surfaced recently. Yeah.
Which you wonder why that video was probably around. Hey, guys, we have to cut to a quick commercial right here because we'll talk about that in a minute. All right. NFL. That's right. Who holds the NFL record for the most sacks in a single game?
Oh, that's a good one. Mm.
And I don't think it's been broken. I'll give you a hint. It's 1990.
I know Michael Strahan had the most for a season.
No, this is for a single game. All right, don't touch that dial. Right. We're going to continue.
That's right. I like that.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here, along with Vern Glenn and Bruce McGowan. The only reason I did it in that order is because he's sitting on the left, you're sitting on the right.
Hey,
you got to go this way.
No worries, man.
It's all right.
We don't judge. TV guys, no, you know, they listen.
All right.
Vern's been doing this a long time. Give him his props, man.
Here is our first commercial break trivia question. Who holds the NFL record for the most sacks in a single game?
I'm going to guess Lawrence Taylor.
No. I'll tell you who it was against. The Seahawks, David Craig. Now, remember, back then, the Seahawks were in the
David
AFL.
David Craig, quarterback. Wow. That is going back a long time.
Poor guy.
Against the Seahawks, David Craig?
Yeah.
Wow, it had to be somebody in the AFC West.
Yes. Yes, correct.
A Raider?
Nope.
Chief?
Yep.
Oh,
come on.
The guy who was killed in the Derek Thomas. Yeah, I remember.
Seven times. If I remember correctly, David Craig had like little tiny hands, and so the ball kept slipping.
Kind of like Donald Trump?
What? Does he have little hands too?
Oh, they always tease him about that. Goes, and then he did that thing during
Ask
the
Stormy
debate.
Daniels.
Yeah. Oh boy, that's a good one. That's a good one. We're gonna remember that.
You know what? That was a classy way of saying something that was a little off color.
Yes,
I like that.
We'll just leave it at that.
Just leave it at that.
That's all we have to say.
Okay, so let's see here. Okay, let's kind of go back to the Chiefs running back getting
Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, what Vernon was talking about the
particulars.
Well,
you just can't.
That.
You know, TMZ. You know, they all of a sudden they come out with it. What?
Where was the video?
Why does TMZ get it and the NFL doesn't?
Yeah, I don't know.
NFL's got more money than God, and they get maybe they didn't want to pay for it or whatever. But the league says they tried to get the video, didn't. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs said they tried to get the video, didn't. And then TMZ gets it, and then they bring it up, and then everybody sees it. You can't unsee it. I mean, the video is just so. Yeah. It's so overwhelming. Chiefs could not look the other way.
Okay. So you got to figure that the day after, you know, people know about it. Someone had to check the security camera, right?
Yeah, because that's where the video came from.
Yeah.
The hotel security
camera. What happened between February and you know, a couple of weeks ago?
Well, I mean, the hotel had it, and I think it may have come to money, which you had to pay the hotel to get it. Maybe the league didn't want to pay. Mm. Maybe the Chiefs didn't want to pay.
Well, wait, was a police report filed by anybody?
I didn't read anything about that.
Well, no charges were made. No arrests. No, nothing.
No, yeah.
Hmm.
Interesting. So he'll get picked up by somebody, and he's going to get a second chance. I think the fact that he said afterwards, "I'm sorry, I made a huge mistake."
Well, of course. I mean, what's going to say? Goes on with Lisa Salters the next day and kind of, you know, does the whole contrition thing. You have to do that.
Well, is there going to be a civil suit by the woman or women?
No, I don't think so because I believe there are holes in her account over what happened. I mean, she was trying to be the victim, but she was in the hotel room and refused to leave.
Yeah,
yeah.
What's a 19-year-old girl doing in there anyway?
Anyway, yeah.
You know, where there's going to be...
I couldn't even imagine.
And this is a much different situation than Reuben Foster, where he had this long history of dysfunctional.
Well, that was a combustible...
And the Ray Rice one, I mean, you know, he knocked her out.
Yeah.
This one, you kind of look at it, and, okay, yeah, we can all say he shouldn't have done it, but it was not as egregious as some other things could have been. You know what I mean? I mean, you can't, you know, he pushes her. It's like... At some point, you get a little frustrated with get out.
allegedly, there was she had liberal use of the N-word, and however many times she said it,
that'll push your buttons.
Once was enough. He forcibly said, "You are out of here," and then boom, up against the wall.
Interesting,
yeah,
interesting.
But in these domestic type abuse times, you just cannot put your hands on a woman, no matter what she calls you or does. You
know,
you
I mean, what would have happened if it was, you know, a guy who refused to leave or whatever, and he just and he pushed a guy or kicked a guy?
Yeah,
people would just kind of go, "Yeah, it's a non-issue."
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
And what was the Bills player yelling at the ref on the way into the tunnel?
Oh yeah, I saw that. Yeah, and this is not the first time he's done that. Yeah, he's wears his heart on his sleeve, and there were emotions, and he had a little something to say. Yeah.
Well, and apparently he says that the ref called him the B word. You know, of course, there's 26 letters in the alphabet. There's some.
What is the B word?
Like you a female dog?
Yes. Oh, right, yeah. Right. Hello.
Yeah.
Sorry for being
behind the
time.
Thing. I mean, okay. He called him the H word. He called him the J word. You know, I mean, it's like
everybody's a little uptight. Even Kyle Shanahan the other day lost his cool and got nailed for unsportsmanlike conduct. The
I did. Yeah, that was
Yeah. So I mean, everybody's on edge nowadays. I think we live in a world today where everybody is so stressed out, and they're so dialed into all this stuff on the internet that they don't have time to even think for themselves.
Yeah, in the case of Jerry Hughes of the Bills, he just he gets upset.
He's tight. You know, and you look at Reuben Foster. Reuben Foster, if you look at his background, it's a horrific background. A poor kid. You know, he was shot when he was a kid. His father, I guess, he shot his mom, and the bullet grazed him, and then the dad was on the lam for 16 years. I mean, talk about a kid that comes into the league with a lot of baggage. You know, it's not a surprise he's having problems. We just hope he gets some help.
Yeah, that's the thing is, they'll do evaluations, but do they, like, force them into specific therapy, you know, ahead of time?
I don't know. The NFL has got a lot of problems. I mean, it's got an image problem. It's got a violence problem. It's, you know, it's. I think, I don't know about you, Vern, but I think
violent game played by violent players.
Yeah. Trying to change the rules so that the defense has to play with one hand tied behind its back, I just don't think is good for the game. Because players are going to get hurt. It's like boxing. You know, you can't hit another guy in the head and expect him to walk away. Hey, I feel great. Mm-hmm. You know, it just isn't going to happen that way. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, moving on. Got a little totally different situation. Yeah. Highest per game payroll. What would you think? What sport?
Highest per game payroll.
Tennis?
NBA?
No. This is
boxing. Well, boxing's not a
no,
game.
No, this is
for a team sport.
For a team sport. Yeah. For the average player.
Premier soccer?
Number 3.
Oh, well, then maybe baseball then. Baseball?
No. Cricket.
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 Cricket,
wow.
The Indian Premier League plays for only 7 weeks. The average player earns $361,000 per game.
Well, wow.
Seven games. I know, but still, that's pretty good.
Wow.
I mean, that's still $2 million.
That's the national sport, I believe.
Probably, the NFL averages $182,000 per game, and soccer is $104,000 per game.
You're talking
the average.
You're talking about European soccer.
English
Premier League, yeah.
Yeah, not pickup games in the park. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't even know. I mean, from a business standpoint, what's the tax situation over there? I don't even know what it is. If you're playing in the English Premier League, I mean, you hear about these lofty salaries for Cristiano Ronaldo, $20 million. Yeah. How much of that does he keep, and how much does that – come to the country. I have no idea what the taxes
are. I'm not sure what the international laws are. I know that there's these expatriates, they call them, act, and where you can, like if you're working for Shell Oil or something and you're overseas, there's so much money that you can earn without paying federal income tax.
It's got to be high because the educational system is set up, especially at the collegiate level, where it's free.
Mm.
So it's got to be high. I mean, because that stuff's got to be paid for.
Boy, got me.
Which, thinking of college.
Business of sports there. There we go.
That's exactly. Well, hold on. Let's go on a personal level here. Yeah. I watched that video of your son.
That's my youngest son.
You're talking about
swimming.
The swimming. Yeah,
I guess swimmers in my family. Yeah, yeah. Nicky had a good weekend in Seattle. Just not to alienate the audience, but there was – there was a regional swim meet in Seattle. My son is a year-round club swimmer, and he caught lightning in the bottle for 2 days.
Wow.
And just put in some eye-popping time. So nice. So he's very serious about his swimming, and the hard work paid off. And
I got to get him out in the waves, do some body surfing with this kid, you know?
It's a little different sport.
He's not an open water swimmer. Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
No.
He could get into it.
I mean, if you see the video, it looks like he's got a little motor on his back.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of open water swimming, I recently did a story on a fellow by the name of Cameron Bellamy. He's
great
a guy
name.
From South Africa, lives in the Bay Area. This guy went to the island of Barbados, swam around the entire island, took him 41 hours.
Jeez.
41 hours.
Straight? 41
That's crazy.
Hours straight?
That is nuts.
41 hours straight. Yep.
I've heard of people swimming across the English Channel. You know,
he's done that. English Channel. Oh, yeah. There's another event called the Seven Seas.
What does he do when he has to go to the bathroom?
You just go. Hey, that's just the freaky part. The freak part are the feedings. Every half hour, he's in there, and they have to throw a
energy bar or something at him.
No, not an energy bar.
No, fish.
No, it's a bottle like a regular athletic bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Filled with all kinds of protein.
Sure.
They tie it to the end of a rope and they throw it at him.
Huh. Interesting.
He grabs the bottle, drinks it.
And he's ready to go.
To keep up his strength.
Wow.
And it's got to be something anti-shark stuff so that the sharks don't like
it. Well,
it
depends on what waters he's swimming in, too, you know. If you're swimming here in the Bay Area, it's a different story.
Yeah.
You know.
Especially when you get close to the Farallon Islands.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people have swum to and from the Farallon Islands. Yeah,
that's amazing.
That is pretty crazy because the water is very treacherous. Not forget the sharks and all that. I mean,
here's the
current. Yeah.
People think that there are a lot of shark attacks. Actually, the great white sharks don't attack that often. They don't have to because there's so much food available for them.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, they're not aggressive. They're very passive. They don't have to be aggressive.
The tiger sharks are, I think.
Tiger sharks are a different story, but that's in a different part of the world.
And that's apparently tiger sharks are the only ones that are the predator or
a little smaller, and more aggressive,
but sea turtles, that's their only prey, basically.
Really?
Yeah,
they like to munch on those guys.
Tiger shark's very sharp. It's just very powerful
sharp
jaws
to break through those hard shells.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Wow.
Okay. What wide receiver holds the record for the most receptions in a season?
In a season.
All right. Okay. Don't touch that dial, because Sports in Con 101 will continue.
We'll continue
after this commercial break.
We're here with Mark Humph and Edward Brown of PacificPrivateMoney.com and The Best of Investing, heard Saturdays at noon. One of the things that you talk about in your weekly radio program is mortgage investing. Help us better understand, Mark, what exactly is that?
Edward and I coined the term mortgage investing to describe two primary types of investing in real estate secured note instruments, and those are direct note investments and mortgage funds. Both have different advantages, and some of our investors prefer one over the other, though many of our investors participate in both.
And Edward, help us understand, is this considered then more passive or active investing?
It's definitely passive. And one of the problems with investing in individual notes is that when you get paid off, your money gets returned to you, and then unless you have another note to invest in, it's sitting idle. Whereas if you're in the fund, it's diversified amongst a lot of loans, and it's constantly working for you.
So for example, direct note investing is a more active strategy, requiring you to review loan information, and you need to be able to make decisions quickly. It's become very competitive recently, and the best notes can often be difficult to obtain. So mortgage fund investing is a more passive investment strategy that can best be described as being like a mutual fund of real estate secured mortgages.
In fact, that's one of the reasons why Mark started the fund, was he would have a loan that he could potentially fund, and there were too many clients who wanted it. By having a fund, the fund has first right to fund any loans that we have.
What about the track record?
So at Pacific Private Money, we have a 9-year track record of zero losses to our investors. And that's across over 1,200 loans totaling more than $400 million. Our investment strategy is a way to generate returns currently averaging more than 7.5%, all secured by California real estate.
Call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or visit their website, PacificPrivateMoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Hi, Sports Econ 101 listeners. I'm Edward Brown. You know me as the host of the show, but you may not know that I work with individuals getting them the least expensive term life insurance policies around. Don't be fooled by the ads you hear on TV and radio. It's always best to work with someone who's completely independent. That's where I come in. If you email me at edward@sportsecon101.com, your name, your age, and how much insurance you want, I'll run the numbers through my software program and let you know the least expensive policy around from among many of the top insurance companies. Again, I'm totally independent, so email edward@sportsecon101.com for your free life insurance quote today. Why pay more for life insurance than you need to? I can get you a guaranteed policy where the low premiums are fixed anywhere from 10 to 35 years. So email edward@sportsecon101.com right now for your free life insurance quote. That's edward@sportsecon101.com. Welcome back, because we're still here, and the audience is still here.
Still standing.
Still standing.
Still
okay.
In front of a microphone.
As we continue, yes. Sports Econ 101, Edward Brown, Bruce McGowan, and Vern Glenn.
Is this thing on?
Is this thing on you?
I
say that.
I think Andy Griffith, wasn't it, years ago?
Andy Griffith, did you say that?
Oh, in some old movie. Hello. Is this thing on? Oh, no, Howard Cosell. Is this thing on?
Yeah, that sounds more
like
Howard.
Who am I talking to? I want to talk to the producer. How dare you interrupt me with a Solar King commercial?
Solar King? Well, I haven't heard that in a long time. All right, second trivia question was, what wide receiver holds the record for the most receptions in a season?
In a season
for the 2002 year.
Excuse me. The number is 143.
Wasn't Terrell Owens?
No.
No. Well, obviously, it wasn't Jerry Rice.
Nope. Jeez. Played for the Colts.
Played for the Colts. Wow. Who
was that Peyton Manning?
Reggie Wayne?
No. Marvin Harrison.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning was playing for the Colts.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did not know. That's a good one.
Thank you very much. Wow.
Good questions here today, Edward. Marvin Harrison.
In fact, the last question is one that I had never heard of this moniker or
nickname.
Thank you. That's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah, okay.
So that'll be the next one here.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, your one on the cricket, though.
That was a tough one.
That was out of left field, man.
Okay. Oh, we were talking Mike McCarthy getting fired.
Yeah.
So do you think sometimes they fire these coaches just to shake things up because nothing else is working?
There were problems within the Packers organization even before that happened. Yeah. And everybody to a man knew that this was going to be the last. This was going to be it for Mike McCarthy. I believe even Aaron Rodgers had some issues with McCarthy toward the end. Now, Rodgers would never do that because, you know, Rodgers is good a guy as he is. He's not going to say anything controversial. But those are the grumblings that that I get. In fact, I got a buddy of mine on the financial side who is from Wisconsin, a big Packer fan, and so he gives me all these insights on what's going on with them. So,
But just in general though, if you have a coach who's not making any silly coaching calls and he's got a decent staff, but the team just isn't winning.
Well, and also is the way the Packers played yesterday. Reportedly, they played a lackadaisical game. They lost to a bad team. They sort of were going through the motions, and that was kind of like the final straw. Maybe they were going to wait till after the season, but in light of losing that game, and I guess they missed a game-tying field goal. Mason Crosby missed a game-tying field goal that could have won it at the end of or could have tied it at the end of regulation. It just stuck in the craw of the ownership. So, Mike McCarthy will end up somewhere else, and he'll do just fine.
He had a good run.
Yeah,
12 years.
12 years.
Yeah. 12 years plus.
How many Super Bowl wins?
Just the one. So speaking of teams that are consistent, I was looking
He was the first coach let go by the Packers in their 98-year history.
Wow.
Is that right?
As far as in-season.
Oh, in-season. Yeah. Season. I was going to say. But, you talk about teams that are consistent, whereas the Packers have been kind of anything but this year. How about the Patriots? The last 9 years, I heard this stat somewhere today. The last 9 years, including this year, they have never lost more than 3 of their first 12 games. It's either 10-2 or 9-3 going into week 13. Now they're man, you talk about consistency.
For the Patriots?
Patriots, yeah.
God, remember when they were bad?
Oh, yeah.
In the 70s?
Yeah. Well, like the Warriors.
The Boston Patriots.
Like the Warriors in the 1990s.
Yeah, remember Plunkett, number one pick? Boy, he'd getting beat up the way it is.
Yeah.
Poor Jim Plunkett took a horrible beating.
Well,
was shot, and he got in Oakland and, got a chance for a second life.
I mean, I remember him winning the Heisman Trophy and the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
And then, he gets picked up by the worst team, which is the Boston Patriots, and
well, it's interesting to note his first game in the pros, he beat the Raiders in New England in the first ever game at Schaefer Stadium. The last game played at Schaefer Stadium was the famous snowball game where Tom Brady allegedly fumbled and
Tuck
rule, and they gave it back to New England. That was the beginning of their first Super Bowl run, and that was John Gruden's last game as a Raider coach until he returned this past season.
Wow. And that was, I still remember Adam Vinatieri like kicking this thing. It's like, how does this thing go through the goalpost?
That one just barely made it through, Yeah, I was on the sidelines for that game. That was a surreal night. It was like watching guys playing in a snow globe. It really was.
Tough going for the Packers. I mean, the year didn't even start off good. I mean, Rodgers hurt his knee right away. Yeah, they beat the Bears. Then the Packers went like 3-7-1 ever since. It just was.
Speaking of the Bears, how about the Bears losing to the Giants in overtime?
Yeah.
Just let you know, this is one of those, to borrow the cliche, any given Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, because these are professional football players.
There was that one play.
That's why I laugh when they go, could Alabama beat the Buffalo? No. They couldn't beat the 49ers. They couldn't beat the Raiders.
The best college team could not beat the worst pro team.
Absolutely not.
No chance.
Yeah, because in theory, you're taking the best players from college and putting them on a team.
Yeah, no.
You know, and the guys play for a while. Yeah. All right, a little change of pace here, too. So take a guess as to how much the average NBA player makes.
Yeah, say around $3 to $4 million.
Average salary NBA?
Yeah, now this is kind of tough because if one guy makes $100 million and another guy makes $1 million, do you say that?
All right, maybe
I'm not sure.
$5 or $6 million?
Median, my loan.
I'm going to say average. Yeah, $5-6 million average salary?
$10 million.
Wow.
Well, that average, like you said, it averages out because there are guys like Steph Curry that are making what?
I think that's how they do it. Yeah. They just take the total and they divide it by how many players. Yeah. Okay, in soccer.
It's got to be an NBA minimum, though. I wonder
if you sign up, is it about 800,000? I think it's something like 800,000.
I didn't have that on here.
I think. Pretty good coin. pretty good paper.
Okay, that's what some CEOs get, huh?
Yeah.
Jeez.
In soccer, Barcelona, guess how much the average player makes?
15 million?
Close. 14.
14 wow. million.
Lionel Messi makes 60 million a year.
I wonder how much the.
And he doesn't even get to use his hands. I mean, come on.
Okay. Well, he does when he throws the ball in.
All right. Yeah. That's true. Okay. And the highest NBA payroll, average person?
The team with the highest payroll you're talking about?
Yeah.
Is it the Warriors?
No, they're number two.
Number two.
At $10.2 million. Who's got $10.3
million? Wow. Who would that be? Houston, maybe? No.
What do you think, Vern?
I'm just looking at the numbers. Guys, the average NBA salary is $6
million.
Wow. So that's amazing.
All right.
So how do we get 10 million?
Oh well.
I'm probably looking at an old This is 2017.
Oh, there you
numbers.
Go.
Yeah, 2 years
so ago. Wow, but that,
so sure or 1 year ago.
Well, yeah, but wow, to go from 6 to 10? Okay. That's a huge jump.
The team with the highest payroll though. Yeah. It's got to be one of the better teams, right?
I mean, a lot of, you know, good players on there. Well, I'll just tell you.
The Lakers?
Thunder.
Thunder.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Russell Westbrook.
Probably makes, you know, most of that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Paul George. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But between PG-13 and Westbrook. Yeah. You're paying those two guys.
PG-13.
That's a chunk.
I like PG-13.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that. Yeah. And you know, CP3 and all these other
nicknames.
And remember AK-47?
Yep.
Right? Andre Karolinko.
That's right.
And then when Baron Davis dunked over him, that was kind of a big thing.
He kind of took his hand and sort of smushed it into his face.
Yeah. I like Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz, the French rejection.
Ooh.
Is that his nickname?
He blocked so many shots.
He's good. I like him.
That sounds like something you do to your girlfriend. You know, yeah, French rejection. You know?
Yeah, so I gave her the French rejection.
Yeah. Oh, that's a bad one. I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry about that, ladies. I didn't mean it.
Oh, you guys.
I'm from an earlier era. All right. You know, got to learn the new ways.
Any baseball news to talk about?
A lot of interest. It's a little too early. A lot of interesting possibilities, though, on the horizon. You know, with moves, players move. You know, here in the Bay Area, everybody's talking about the Giants going to hang on to Madison Bumgarner. Who's going to pick him up? Who would want to take a chance on a guy who's 30 years old, maybe past his prime, lost a few miles an hour on his fastball, wants a lot of money? Should the Giants trade him? What will they get in return? Will they get equal value? I mean, those kind of questions.
New York Yankees, line one.
Yeah. I could use him.
They got it.
Now, you said wants a lot of money. I mean, has he specifically said that? Because he seems,
I think he gave
a cow to his wife for the wedding. So
I think it's safe to assume that. I don't think you know, he's one of those guys who kind of takes a low profile. What do you think?
I think you got to wait till the baseball winter meetings on December 9th.
Yeah.
And then I think out of those – 3-4 days, you'll probably see some news, some movement.
Okay. I'm one of
the
few people
dormant right now.
I'm one of the few people who thinks they should hang on to him for the simple reason that he's never had any arm problems. You build around a guy like that. If you get some players in return, yeah, you might get a good player. But a guy like Bumgarner with his record and the kind of durability he has, you build a staff around him. He's only 30 years old.
Just keep him off the dirt bikes.
Keep him off the dirt bikes.
Well, they brought in Zeedy to kind of reshape the whole thing as their head of player operations, and their farm system needs to be real. I mean,
yeah,
so many things to fix. By the time the Giants get good again, when will that be?
Yeah,
3-4 years.
Question.
The question is how good is Mad Bum going to be in 3 or 4 years? That's what it's going to take.
No, my argument for keeping him is strictly just it's an emotional tie, just because he did so much good for the Giants. But I can see the argument to trade him.
I think the untouchables are Brandon Crawford, and Buster Posey. Anybody else?
Yeah, they're up in
the air.
You
can change.
Yeah, I agree.
Even the look what they did with Andrew McCutchen.
And then it's talk that they may bring him back.
Really?
Yeah. No, he actually didn't play that badly. He just didn't
give the spark that they were looking for.
The great numbers
were
not there, but he was a great influence in that clubhouse. Yeah. The players liked him.
He's a good guy.
Good guy.
Good guy. He was.
It
was good. That's
real
important.
Pro. It is important. Clubhouse chemistry is very important.
Yeah, but you got to be more than the good guy, though.
Well, yeah, that's true.
No, true.
Yeah.
But I mean, like,
you got to hit. You got to produce. You got to drive him in. I mean,
his numbers weren't great. But the hits that he got some clutch hits. But again,
I traded the Yankees, helped him out a little bit.
Yeah. We'll see what happens with Andrew.
And we were talking before the show about Damian Jones tore up
the Warriors.
Young center tore his pectoral. And this is the second time this has happened.
Not an uncommon injury. Yeah. I mean, it's just. Well,
In basketball, though, is it common in basketball, Vernon? I know it in football because the guys do so much weightlifting, they overcompensate, they overdevelop that area.
But yeah, but you think, the twist, the turns, twist, the contact, it's just such a kind of a freak thing that can happen.
A friend of mine tore his, but it was because of doing bench press. And he just overdid it, and he's a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
But, you kind of wonder playing basketball if, let's say, someone hits your arm and it gets pushed back, something like that. But like you said, you can get it done doing just combing your hair.
And he plays a position where, I mean, there's going to be contact.
Yeah.
It's unavoidable.
Well, the good news is DeMarcus Cousins is coming back fairly soon. And yes, he's not going to be the same player he was. But I think with the relative youth they have up front with guys like Kevon Looney and Jordan Bell, they're going to need some experience up there, and DeMarcus Cousins should give it to him.
I think on the national front, though, I think if everything goes to Toronto.
Yeah, I mean, Toronto, yeah.
Kawhi Leonard all the way down there. They got it rolling.
I mean, they had a good team before, but adding Kawhi really kind of. Mm-hmm.
You know what amazes me? They get rid of Dwayne Casey, who was Coach of the Year, and he's doing a pretty good job in Detroit, and they're better now. Well, they got Kawhi Leonard. He's made a big difference, and their supporting cast is pretty good. Kyle Lowry. I mean, Kyle Lowry's not a supporting cast player, but you know what I'm saying? They've got some good players.
Yeah, and Detroit. It's doing pretty well.
Detroit is playing respectable basketball. They beat the Warriors the other night. Of course, a lot of people are beating. The Warriors have lost 8 of 13, which is not a surprise. You miss Curry and Green and you're relying on younger players. And Steve Curry even admitted the other night, I did not coach well in that game against Detroit.
Called himself out.
Yeah, which,
that's good. I respect that.
Very refreshing. Yeah. I like Steve Curry. He was uncommonly a little curt, with the media. He got tired of being asked the same questions. But, Steve Kerr, give him a break. Once in a while, he can get a little upset with the media. It's not going to hurt anybody.
Well, he should record his voice and his answers. And then when they ask it, they just hit the button.
I love talking to that guy, though, because he never gives you the same old tired, worn cliches. He's thoughtful.
And he's funny. Like when you see him on TV and he gets asked questions on the court, he's just a funny guy.
He's a worldly guy. Worldly guy. Well-educated, we like to see that in sports.
I'm just sitting here looking at Toronto. I mean, as we tape this show, 20-4.
Wow.
Not by far the best record.
20-4.
Okay, guys, last trivia question is, what NFL team boasted a quartet of linebackers known as the Crunch Bunch?
The Crunch Bunch.
I never even heard that.
Oh,
I remember the New York Sack Exchange, remember with...
the Crunch Bunch.
Come on, who was that?
New York Sack Exchange?
Yeah, come on. Who was the main...
Taylor?
Mark... Gaston.
Oh, Mark Gaston. Oh, I was talking about the Jets.
The Jets.
Yeah, that was the Jets. Yeah. All right. Don't touch that dial because Sports Econ 101 will be right back with some closing comments.
And a crunch.
Our Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward.
I never say last time.
I just say last time for today. Yeah.
Ron Simmons always used
that just for you.
Don't say that. Don't say that to a guy about to turn 90.
Yeah, well, I'm not about to turn 90, no. So I can say it. Edward Brown here along with Vern Glenn and Bruce McGowan.
Allegedly.
Okay, last trivia question. What NFL team boasted a quartet of linebackers known as the Crunch Bunch?
God, I'm going to think back. It's got to be back in the 80s sometime, right?
I believe that is correct. That's when they had all those
Washington
fun nicknames.
Washington Redskins? Nope. No.
Redskins had the Hogs.
Yeah, they had.
Maybe the Bears?
The Smurfs?
Nope.
Not the Bears.
Smurfs.
The Crunch Bunch.
Yeah, they were the receiving corps.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Small.
The Washington Redskins, yeah.
The was Smurfs. The Art Monk or?
Yeah, he's Charlie Monk. Brown. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Okay, here we go. The New York Giants. Harry Carson, Brad Van Pelt, Lawrence Taylor, and Brian Kelly.
Wow.
I was going to actually,
you know, I didn't think that was the group.
Yeah. Well. But I mean, say for the 80s. Okay.
Should have gone with my first instinct there.
They always go with the first instinct.
I always wanted to do that, by the way. Just, there you go.
Play with that thing?
Yeah.
You know what that is? It's a clock.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's why I have it open.
Oh, sorry.
Now I don't know what time it is.
Sorry
okay, thank
that.
You very much. Yeah. All right, guys. Thoughts for the day. Two things define you: your patience when you have nothing, and your attitude when you have everything. Mm. I like that.
Mm. That's good.
And surround yourself with people who are only going to lift you higher. That's why I hang out with you guys, because I'm not sure why you hang out with me. But
I you mean we don't bring
that.
You down, Edward?
Don't
no,
bring
yeah,
me
okay,
down.
Yeah,
remember that song, Don't Bring Me Down, Bruce?
ELO.
Yeah, ELO.
Was it Bruce?
I thought it was Bruce. I don't know.
I always was wondering. What are they? Bring me down.
Bruce?
Something.
Yeah, or Moose?
Like
I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
You remember that song?
Yeah, I do.
From
yeah.
ELO? That's right.
ELO.
And that's kind of dating
Electric
us.
Electric Light Orchestra.
That's
1970s
right.
and 80s, right?
Yeah, mostly the 70s.
Mostly the
70s. Mostly, they had a couple
great
ones
music
after
in the
that.
70s, yeah.
All right, guys. Going to cut out for today. But for the audience, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be We're going to be discussing sport topics from a business perspective. We're also going to ask more sports trivia questions and having fun. Thanks for listening.
Always having fun.
That's right. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Good night, America.
So long.